Welcome to Caffeination 032. Yes, this is Caffeination 32. We have a special episode for you tonight. This is actually a special edition of the Caffeination. There's actually going to be another Caffeination either tomorrow or Friday night, so you can stay tuned for that. This being Wednesday night, the night we usually throw one out there. But tonight there's a little bit of a pickle that we definitely have to discuss, shall we say. Yeah, tonight is going to be the special report on net neutrality. What exactly it is, what you can do to try and ensure that it sticks around if you so choose, and where you can go for the opposing view. We're just going to break it down for you on this podcast here. We're not going to have any special things. Pretty much the only thing you just heard was the intro and music. That's going to be about it. We're going to keep this nice and plain vanilla tonight. Just wanted to kind of not have anything else getting in the way of the issues here. Just wanted to kind of throw it out there and give you as much of my opinion on it as possible. Let me start off by kind of telling you my bias, shall we say, and explaining why I haven't talked about it already. Well, my bias is I'm a tech worker from Philadelphia, run both a small, incredibly, exceedingly small web design company, and moderately new, fairly successful podcast, I'd say. So I'm an avid user of the internet. I guess you could say I'm probably on the internet around 16 hours a day. I consider my life very connected, and I'm pretty happy about that. But on the flip side, I also I pride myself on trying to approach things logically. So I didn't want to actually talk about this topic until I had read enough material online to try and get a good handle on it. By the time I started this podcast, I didn't want anything else to get in the way. I wanted to be able to look at myself after I was done it and say, you know what, I explained it to the best of my ability, I think people got something out of it, and I don't want necessarily anybody to walk away and say, you know what, he was full of crap. Alright, what exactly is net neutrality and why is it such a big issue right now? Well, net neutrality has been, by some, called the First Amendment of the Internet. Basically, it's regardless of who you are, you have equal representation, as in, if I point my browser to your site, it will load just as quickly as if I pointed my browser to a large corporation's site. So, for instance, if I pointed my browser to Comcast.net, the homepage of Comcast Internet users, then it should load the same way that if I pointed it to an exceedingly small backwoods college. If I wanted to point my browser to somebody's little blog that they had set up on a tiny server in their apartment, I should be able to get to that as readily with the exact same kind of access. That's the basis for how this whole thing was founded. Everything you're hearing, everything you see when you're online, everything you do, it's all based on that one principle. So that's your God-given right when you're online to be able to point your browser wherever you want, to be able to do whatever you want online within reason. Within legal reason, shall we say, a la Kazaa and all that other stuff. But within legal reason, you should be able to point your browser anywhere and go there without prejudice from the ISP. The ISP's only solution or only recourse here is to just deliver your traffic. They're not supposed to be filtering it. They're not supposed to be moving it around other than from point A to point B. If you say, I want it to go here, that's where it's supposed to go. Plain and simple. I don't think I can state that any better. So what net neutrality is, and the reason that this has kind of been galvanized recently, is a lot of the telecom providers, specifically Verizon, Comcast, AT&T, and a couple other people wanted to actually create something of a two-tiered internet, which basically breaks down to you'll still be able to, at least this is what they're saying, you'll still be able to point your browser anywhere and connect. No problems, no questions asked. But if you want to get there just a little bit quicker, then that site, whatever content provider you want to talk to, has to pay a premium. So that means that Google would have to pay a premium for you to be able to use their site as quickly as you can, as compared to Yahoo. Now, personally, all other arguments aside, I think this is a completely ridiculous business practice, which borders on mafia-esque. I think this business practice is plain and simple blackmail. Basically, you're saying that two competing banks, one in Phoenix and one in New York, they both have to pay you extra money to get to that second tier of that second tier of service, so that if I'm trying to get my information from either one of them, if I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to open an account in, that they're both going to get there as quickly as possible. Or if you have two stockbrokers, one who happens to live in California and one who happens to live in, Seattle. When a person in Seattle sells his stock, the network's just a little bit slow that day, and by the time it gets through, he's lost money. No, it should all be the same. I mean, networks speed up and slow down all the time. I understand that. Depends on load, depends on a lot of other things. But it breaks down to the fact that you shouldn't have to pay extra for a different kind of service like that. You know what I mean? I'm probably explaining this very badly, but still, I'm trying to give you as much of a source on this as I can. And if you look at the show notes today, there's a couple lighthearted looks at it. There's actually two awesome videos. One from This Spartan Life, which, if you haven't seen it, is a wonderful video created entirely in Halo 2. It's basically a talk show from a character named Damian Lacedaemon, who has a little talk show in Halo 2's space, and he invites people in, and he's actually getting some pretty big people to come in there. Well, he gives you a kind of breakdown on what net neutrality is and what it would mean if all of a sudden the telecoms were allowed to start tiering service. Basically, that also means that they could theoretically, this is not saying that they will, this is not saying that they did, this is saying that theoretically it is incredibly possible for them to just say your content isn't worthwhile enough to provide the service, that they're not going to provide service. It becomes so blindingly slow to get to your site. And who knows, there might be political motivation behind that. How would you like it if in the last election, whatever your party affiliation is, how would you like it if in the last election, when you were going to compare the candidates, if you were looking online trying to find out between the two, if you were one of the several hundred thousand of us who were undecided, several million of us who are undecided in the middle, and you were just trying to figure out between the two people, how would you like it if Bush's sites loaded right quick and Kerry's sites, you just couldn't seem to get to them anytime? Or how would you like it if it was the other way around and both parties would end up blaming the other person? And that's the kind of thing that you're looking forward to if this kind of law passes. So one of the things on the SaveTheInternet.org that they send you to is they ask you to write your congressman. They give you a whole bunch of literature. I'm not saying to make a decision rashly. I'm not saying just because I said so, you should head out there and you should do this. No. I would never say just please blindly follow me. What I'm saying is if you disagree with me, please contact me. I'd like to find out what your views on this are, why you think the way you do. I want you to go there. You can read all their literature. I've actually provided an alternative link, which is from handsoff.org, which I'm kind of suspicious of this, but it's sponsored by a whole bunch of people, some of them which being AT&T, Fiber Control, Independent Technologies, American Communication Workers Union, Singular. It's a whole bunch of network people, it seems, that are sponsoring this, and they have cartoons up, and there's a whole cute thing. Well, I just wanted to kind of throw it out there and show you that my position on this is that I believe that you should write your congressman. This is a very important thing to have out there. I mean, basically, if net neutrality had been around 4 years ago, all the bloggers that were talking about all the political things that were going on and saying, okay, this person's saying this right now and giving their opinions, since most people aren't going to actually pay for that tiered service, at least most people who are small-time like myself, I wouldn't be able to pay for a higher tiered service. This podcast is running completely out of pocket. Everything I do, I'm just pulling out of my pocket. I'm not asking anybody for any money. So are you telling me in order so that people could listen to my podcast that I'd have to pay extra money every month? I mean, on top of the fee that I already pay to get connected to the internet, which is like $40-some, on top of the fee that I already pay for bandwidth on podomatic.com, and on top of everything else, all the other stuff that I do, all the other stuff that I've already bought, that's going to mean nothing because you're not going to be able to get to the site. I mean, so that would mean for me to actually get preferred second-tier access, Podomatic would have to subscribe to it, GoDaddy would have to subscribe to it, because if you're looking at the site through caffeination at www.caffeination.com, then that actually goes to GoDaddy's servers and then back to Podomatic, which is puzzlebox.podomatic.com. So every time you made a hop across the network, if that person hadn't paid for preferred service, you'd be screwed. That's basically it. Now, I want you to look at both sides of the story. I want you to look around on the news sites. You can look at CNET News. They had a couple interesting articles up there. You can look at Slashdot. Just realize Slashdot's going to be for net neutrality. CNET News has kind of articles on both sides, but they're kind of a wonky news service. It depends on the author completely. But I also have linked up in the show notes a link to the MySpace Friends account for SaveTheInternet.org. Basically, I don't know exactly what they're trying to do with that, but I think the more people you can get it out to, the better. There's a couple things on SaveTheInternet.org that I would request that you do should you decide to join this movement, should you think that this is an important topic. And by the way, everybody else out there, I'm not a real big cause person. I'm not somebody who's going to, you know, march on Washington 9 times out of 10. I'm kind of lazy. So for me to get up off my rear and talk about this and, you know, throw it out there and be as adamant about it as I am, it's because it affects every other cause. 9 times out of 10, people are getting their news from the internet. So if you have a website for Normal or something like that, National Organization for the Legalization of Marijuana, if you have that out there and you want people to be able to read your message, that means that your organization is going to have to pay extra on this situation. If you're from a left-leaning, you know, startup blog, that means your organization is going to have to pay more to get equal footing with the right-leaning people. Same way, vice versa. So basically, they're guaranteeing them a competing stream of income coming in. And there's a lot of horror stories on the SaveTheInternet.org thing that says basically they could shut your connection down. I want you to take a good look at it. I want you to decide whether or not you agree with what I'm saying here, whether or not you think that I'm full of crap. Please, please, email me, caffeination@gmail.com. You can visit our website at www.caffeination.com. And you can send us listener comments at 206-202-2338. There's a whole bunch of different videos up there on SaveTheInternet.org, and there's a whole bunch of different websites that you can go to. Hell, go to Google and just look up net neutrality. See if you can find both sides of the topic. Now, the only other thing that I'm asking you to do is look at the sponsors for both sites. Look at the ones for handsoff.org from the telecoms. Look at the ones for SaveTheInternet.org. And see exactly where they are in the money bracket, let's just say. One of the criticisms the handsoff.org says is they say that, oh, this is all the huge companies getting rich off our backbone, and then they point out Google, Microsoft, Yahoo. Okay, fine. I understand that. And if you're going to say that that's the only problem, then okay, making multi-billion dollar corporations richer, all right, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from with that. But if you look at all the sponsors for Save the Internet, they're not multi-billion dollar companies for the most part. Yay, Amazon and Yahoo and a whole bunch of other people have signed up. But you also have people like the guy who runs Ask a Ninja podcast. You have the people who run like the small little dinky blogs. I signed up mine and I'm going to sign up my personal blog as just coalition members. They're just people that support this, and I've already written to all the congressmen. And I'm actually going to look into honestly calling some of them just to find out what my local congressmen actually think about this. Because I want them to know that this is an important topic for me. And I want them to know that through my release in the media here, through this podcast, I will be letting people know. So if you're in Pennsylvania, specifically in the Philadelphia area, should I get any response? I already gave them every single congressman an open invitation. Please call the listener line for our podcast. Please email me and we will set up something so that I can just get your information. I just want you to be on record saying where you stand on this topic. If you're for it, fine. I'll throw that out there. I'll let people know it. If you're against it, fine. Give me a reason. Throw that out there. I'll put that on the podcast. I'm giving them an open invitation. So should anybody actually be listening to this from one of those offices or who has contacts in an office in a local Philadelphia area or, hell, any other kind of elected official, if you have an opinion on this, please, 206-202-2338. I will play your comments unedited. I will not add anything. Should you want to open a discourse, I'll find a way to get a conference call. I'll come to your office. I mean, we can talk over Skype. We can do a whole bunch of different things. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things to get your message out there. And if you feel strongly about this, like I obviously do, then I definitely think that you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your voters, you owe it to your constituents who are going to support you or not based on your stance on this topic. This isn't abortion. This isn't ethics. This isn't anything else. This is a plain and simple right that has been around since the beginning of the internet. Now, the internet is the next step in the media evolution. This is the way people are going to be getting their news, their content from now on. This is not an old media kind of thing. This is not a whole bunch of huge companies standing up and saying, hey, this isn't right. No, this is a whole bunch of little companies standing up and saying this isn't right. This is my little organization over here. We're not even a company standing up and saying, you know what, I can't afford to do it. You're going to put me out of business. I just bought all this equipment here. I bought my mic, my mixing board, and everything. What's it going to do for me? It's probably going to be regulated to mixing sound for my speakers in my new house. Should this go through? Because I'm not going to be paying for a podcast and then try and have to pay extra money just to pay the guys so they don't break my kneecaps. You know what I mean? I'm done with that. You can tune in again later on this week for the rest of the caffeination. But please send us your listener comments and your emails and all that about this. Should you think I'm completely wrong, I'll play your whatever comments. I'll read whatever emails you send me. So thanks, everybody. And this show has been brought to you by the letter G and the color of money. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And stay caffeinated, people.